Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
About 60 odd residents turned out at a meeting in Ballincollig last night. It's a meeting about a proposed greenway to run from Kilumney right into the city. It's something, Susan, I think you're very much in favour of. Good morning.
Good morning, PJ. How are you?
Very well indeed. You'd be in favour of this.
Yes, I would, because I'm lucky enough in that I can attend hospital treatments by bike at the moment when I need to, and I can do that from where I live in Cove. I can go on the ferry, and I have an off. It's nearly all off route into off road into Marina, and then from there you can take a lot of off road bits and cycle lanes up to CUH. So I'm very fortunate there, and I think that Ballincollig is very cut off from the rest of the city and cycle wise, and it's not a safe place to go to by bike, and it would be great if the same facility were open to people who could go from that direction as well. And I think that I think the objections of the residents sound very trivial about having their peace, but how is it going to be disrupted by people cycling? You know?
I'll talk to some of them in a minute about that, but they're concerned that they'll lose part of their estate, or they'll lose part of their what they already have to come in from Kilumney. Now, I know Kilumney. I have a fair idea where the route of this would go. The greenways are the future. They're everywhere, whether we like them or not, aren't they?
Well, I think from my perspective, because I was recently diagnosed with cancer in January of this year. So I found actually that it's become, and then I found an influencer called Dr. Liz O'Riordan. She's an expert. She's a breast surgeon. She's also had breast cancer, and she does great move like kind of little reels and things, and I learned from her that exercise reduces your risk of recurrence by 50%, can reduce your risk of recurrence by 50%. You know, that's huge. That is really huge, and exercise is becoming a really big deal now. People are beginning to wake up and find out about it, and I discovered that you don't actually have to wait until your active treatment is over. If you have an e-bike and you have a decent cycle route, you can do it now, especially with the weather good. And I tweeted about the objections from the residents, and I think it's interesting that people will say that biking takes up space, or it might disturb you, when people will park their cars any place, or they will. I mean, Ballincollig is where they went out to try and save our roundabout. I mean, they're that tied to cars that they're desperate to save a roundabout. And in the meantime, people, I got a great response then on Twitter. A lot of people were saying, I have to go to infusion at CUH and I cycle, and it's a great part of, my therapy. And, and I do find, I'm currently undergoing chemotherapy, and I do find this exercise really, really helps with the side effects. And, after the first few days, you're usually good to go. If you feel a bit, on the tired side, just put the assist up higher. That's the great thing with getting the right kind of bike.
Do you live in an estate, and do you have children? People are asking me here.
I have one child. I live in an apartment. I do pickups regularly on the bike. It's great because I live in quite a hilly area. So what I do is I just put the thing on the high assist and I go up the hill, and there's a little seat in the back, and I can pick them up, and it's great. Once you do it, you don't really want to go back. And it's great if when I'm dropping. I don't drop them off to school as much as before, but when I did, it was great because I didn't have to worry about parking or anything. I would just go right up to the school and just drop them off. It was fantastic.
Yeah. Okay. All right. It's an electric bike you have, is it?
It is, and I really would recommend, particularly if you're dealing with any kind of illness or a hilly area, get an electric bike. I got it via bike to work. My employers were very good. And
would you feel different maybe if Susan, a Greenway was running outside your front door and people were whizzing past up and down on bikes where children were trying to play?
Well, not really, because children would be trying to play and there'd be cars instead. I presume that they wouldn't be playing actually on the Greenway. They'd be probably on a road or something. But the thing is, you're saying that it's kind of dangerous with bikes, but not with cars. That doesn't really make any sense to me. I wouldn't have a problem with a Greenway going past our apartment, though. It's unfortunately, I think it wouldn't go anywhere because it's just right by the sea, so it would be a cul-de-sac. But actually, that would be brilliant. I could just, just get out on the Greenway and head to school. I'd be delighted.
Okay. We talked to some of the people who are objecting in their own way to this. Susan Lanigan, thank you very much. Susan comes from Cove. She's not a Ballincollig person at all, but 65 residents of Ballincollig did turn up last night to that meeting. I'm joined first of all by Georgina and by Trevor. Georgina, you're first. You live in Carriganarra. Morning.
Good morning, PJ. How are you?
Good.
I do. I just wanted to just make a quick point there while it's at the top of my head. Like that lady was just saying there about that we're tied to cars. And it's great that she lives in a quiet estate in her apartment. Our estate is so quiet. It's idyllic. The children, where they are going, where they are playing right now, there are three green areas in our estate, and that's where the Greenway is going to be going. So essentially, where she's saying there, oh, they wouldn't be afraid of cars. The cars that pass through here are nothing compared to what the footfall of strangers going through what is technically going to be a public amenity now through our estate is a massive worry.
Yeah.
Another worry is they're planning on putting benches. It's not, she's talking about the cycling element, and I understand cycling is important. You know, people are on a they're on a high
sustainability.
Exactly. There's a buzz around it. But a lot of our issue is as well is that within these plans, there's benches. Part of the Greenway is going to be in a large empty field, which is directly opposite my house. And we already have antisocial issues there. On a Saturday night at 11 o'clock, they're getting, you know, the usual bag of cans, fire logs, whatever. And they're going up there. And now it's going to be well lit and it's going to have benches. It's already hard enough in Ballincollig for the guards to come to that situation. When our guard station isn't open, you know yourself, the fire station, hello, we have that problem too. And now this is going to create areas where potential antisocial behaviour can happen.
Okay. Stay there, Georgina. Trevor is in Glencool. Trevor.
Hi, PJ.
How are you doing?
Hi, PJ.
And also Paul. Paul is in Limeworth. Trevor, you first. How will this impact on where you live?
Where my house is located, it's traversing right down the side of the Greenway, so my back garden will be affected. My side garden will be affected. I suppose my main concern would be that, as Georgina stated previously, the antisocial behaviour element. The fact that my back garden and side garden could well be affected by.
Will you lose area? Will you lose ground?
Well,
from your
garden?
I
won't lose the area, but what my sole area concern is my safety, as in, for once, antisocial behaviour, and two, privacy,
Hold on there, Trevor. I'm going to try and clean that line up a little bit. I'll come back to you. Fergal, you got it back there. Paul.
Hi.
You're in Limeworth.
Yeah. That's right, I'm backing on to the field at the back of our estate. So basically, our concern here, or my concern, I can only speak for myself, I can't speak for the whole neighbourhood, but again, it's antisocial behaviour is what you'd be worried about with regard to the walkway and cycleway being right behind your house. You know, we have concerns about, you know, the boundary fencing, the distance from our boundary, and what's going to be going on beyond the walkway, i.e. is there going to be a green or a road, or are there going to be houses facing the walkway, or are there houses going to be backing onto the walkway?
Okay.
If there are houses backing onto the walkway, it creates a bit of an alleyway, which is, again, attracting antisocial behavior.
Stay there, Paul. I'll bring Trevor back.
Thank you.
The point that I was trying to make, or to, trying to get to with you, Trevor, was the way that you understand the geography of this, your back garden, effectively, you're sitting out of an evening having a beer in the back garden and there's fellas whizzing up and down on bikes and scooters. Is that what you're looking at?
Yeah, and like we've had incidents in the past, PJ, where we've had teenagers drinking, you know, particularly on a summer evening, like we're approaching as well, and there'd be bonfires going and there'd be cans around, you know, and there's been instances of small fires in the area as well. And it's in that regard, like I have a health and safety qualification as well. And, you know, I just think that the whole city council is a real concern to the duty of care, like they have a duty of care to the residents to make sure that they're safe.
Suggesting, before I brought you guys on, Susan was suggesting that some of your complaints are a little trivial. Put to her now, she's living in Cove, she's not living where you are.
She suggested that because of the Echo article. Sorry to cut across you, Trevor, but she suggested because of the Echo article that said that it was going to disturb our peace. But nobody came to actually come and interview the residents here and ask, what are the issues? What are the problems that you're worried about? You know, like, where the Greenway is going at one point in Carriganarra is it's going directly outside 16 houses, and a lot of those houses have children. And it's just a safety concern as well that all of a sudden you're opening a big gateway to a very private, quiet estate, and you don't know who's coming in and who's walking. And, you know, it is a worry. Like, the children are out there all hours of the day and they have a ball together.
Yeah.
But,
and will
you know,
it be fenced off from them, Georgina?
No.
No?
It's slap bang in the middle of the green.
Oh.
DJ, can I come in there?
Yeah.
Basically, they're on about screening shrubs, but sure, everybody knows that screening shrubs take a couple of years to develop and mature. So what are we supposed to do in the meantime, you know?
I see. So it'll cut right through the green. There won't be a fence. There'll be some shrubs that will take a couple of years to grow.
Yeah, and there'll be benches on the right-hand side of the proposed greenway, which is also the side nearest to all the boundary walls of Glencoon. You know,
there was a plan, I'm being told, of course, as you know, we have a Ballacollegian on the other side of the glass here, to use that word, if there is such a thing, that the initial plan was to run cycle tracks all the way through the regional park and up the Lee Fields and into the city. So what happened to that plan, which wouldn't impact anybody?
That work commenced, and then I don't know what happened, but basically, I don't know if you're aware of the estate. I think it's called Fionn Lian down the back there. It kept going and it was out towards like Carrigrohane, let's say, is where that land goes as far as.
Yeah.
And it came to a standstill. I don't know, was that a COVID issue or not, but I know that it had begun and it was definitely a plan that was going to, you know, it looked good, and I don't think it impacted as many estates as this is potentially going to impact, but I don't know again if it was a COVID issue or not, but it definitely seemed to have been halted, you know.
I would have, when you tell me now, those of you who we're looking at this going across a green, that it's not going to be fenced off and or anything like that. And Trevor, you were saying that you'd be looking out your garden wall at it. But the idea, and my fear isn't so much bikes and walkers. I would agree with you on the antisocial behaviour. My fear is those lunatics on scooters that do exactly as they please.
Yeah, like it's going to be a tarmacked area, PJ, and like, you know, it's free for rain. Like the regional park in Ballincollig is totally locked up every evening, and they're still having such antisocial behaviour there. So this will be a free for all for everybody, and with no gates on either end and that kind of thing, you know. And can I just say, there's a proposed area where 2,000 houses are going to be built in Ballincollig, and the disruption that this would possibly cause on residents, i.e. roadworks and that kind of thing. Whereas if they went to a brownfield site, they'd have free rein, and this is a green field at the moment, and there'd be no obstruction to residents or anything like that, yeah. And it would be a safer area.
You have some support, I think, from Colm Kelleher, local Fianna Fáil councillor and former Lord Mayor, there in Carrignara, Georgina, because he said the executive needs to sit down and talk more about this. It would be turning a residential quiet cul-de-sac into a public walkway.
Yeah. Now, it's like, I suppose you were just saying there with Trevor, like, it's directly outside my house and there's going to be a crossing put in and things like that, and none of that is hidden away by a wall or a shrub or anything like that. It is exactly like in the regional park, the pathway where there is, you know, the cycle on the left and the walkers on the right. Sure. And I suppose the other thing here is, like, I'm in a kind of a cul-de-sac, and like parking, we are now part of the city. So what happens there? Are people going to park here? So
that the minute you start mentioning parking, Georgine, you're going to bring out, and I'm going to say this at the risk of...
No, but I mean, right?
You're going to bring out the toxic cyclists here.
Listen to my anecdote.
Go on.
You're going to have somebody like Susan from Cove who wants to cycle in Ballincollig, so she's going to drive to Ballincollig with her bike, park outside my house and cycle down on the Greenway, come back and go home.
Yeah, a bit like certain people who used to bring their electric bike in the back of their car a number of years ago. I won't mention who, but they know who they are.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Thank you to Georgina, to Paul and to Trevor. We have some other residents to talk to from Ballincollig. Richard, you're also in that estate, and this greenway, you'd be opening your front door looking straight out at it. Good morning.
Good morning, PJ. How are you keeping?
Very good.
Good. So, yes, PJ, so I'm living in one of the 8 houses facing the green. So my big concern here is privacy. So when we look out our living room window, we're looking at this walkway or greenway right across the Patsmas.
Yes.
And I'm very concerned about privacy.
How far away?
I suppose we'd go from the window across to it. We're probably looking at 1, 2, about 10 metres, maybe 8 metres.
Okay.
Yeah, now, it's practically on top of us.
No, yeah.
Like, I put it to you, PJ, right? When we bought our house there 23 years ago, if I saw on the plans that this was going to happen, there was no way I would have bought a house in there.
Yeah.
I'll put it to you that way. And the other big concern I have there, the value of the house now. I know there's people talking, oh yeah, it will increase the value, blah, blah, blah. But I would like to have the house valued and then look at the house thereafter and say, right, because I can see the price of the property going down, because that's a closed estate. It's a private estate, a nice, quiet estate. Yeah. 60 houses and they're nice and quiet. Now it's an open estate where people are just walking through, and then hence that brings antisocial behaviour.
Well, it's funny now, because last week I spoke to the residents of Ardpatrick in Blackpool, who they're plagued with antisocial behaviour because it's a throughway.
Yes.
Are you saying here, because I don't know the geography of where you live, Richard, and it could affect anybody. This is Ballincollig we're talking about, but really it could affect anybody as this drive towards more cycle lanes and bus connects gains pace. But are you saying to me that normally all you see, if you like, is your own neighbours and a few kids kicking ball?
Yeah,
so what you're now going to have is effectively Okay, it's not a cycle road, a cycle route with motorbikes, bikes and scooters and walkers and runners through the estate that were never there before.
That is exactly it. When I look out my window now, I see kids playing in the green, whatever, kicking a ball up and down. That's fine, absolutely, that's great. Lovely to see it. But now what I'm going to see is a greenway going through outside my window, looking across at it, people walking through, up and down, blah, 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 electric bikes, cycle bikes, whatever you want to call them, going up and down and stuff like that. And like that is going to bring antisocial behaviour. There is no doubt about that.
And it won't be fenced. Previously,
no,
to 11 there, so all they're going to do is plant some shrubs.
Exactly. There's going to be a couple of shrubs along it. So it'll be like a tarmac thing. Going to have their bicycle lanes marked on it, etc. Blah, 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 all nice and all that. But there's going to be a couple of shrubs along it. It's not going to be fenced. So then we have the problem, okay? We have electric bike going through. Someone flying along on electric bikes. They don't do 5 or 10 kilometres an hour. Next thing, we have a child that will run across, get a belt to the bike. What happens then?
I'd be more concerned about the balloons on the scooters, to be quite honest with you.
Yes, same thing. Yeah.
Right, stay there, Richard. Julie.
Hi.
Are you in the same place?
I am one of the houses that are directly looking onto what is the proposed greenway. Outside my door will be a quiet shared street. I'm not sure what they called it. Quiet road, shared road.
Mm.
We measured from my front door, this greenway, this path is 6 metres.
6 metres?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, my back garden is 7 metres. So 6 metres. Yeah. Good Lord.
And now the green where my kids play, I have an 11-year-old and a 9-year-old. The green in front of my house is approximately 10 metres. So 4 metres of that is going to disappear into a path for people to cycle down into. PJ, you'd have to see this to believe it. A dead end.
Huh?
Now, I know there's going to be houses down there eventually. At the moment, there's a farm. There's cows. There's a river. There's trees.
Right.
This is the quietest area you can imagine.
Are they going to continue through this?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure eventually. And this is what I'm saying. This is only the start of it. Now, I'm worried about me. I'm worried about my children. I'm worried about our safety. Safety in regards, can the kids go out and just play? Can they walk from the front door,
mm-hmm.
cross this path to get to the green that's going to be halved?
So we're going to have, and look, the green movement, the active
yeah.
transport movement, the bus,
yeah.
the cyclists and walkers and runners, you know, they're all very much about sustainable travel and all of that. And none of us would say you're not entitled to it. But
yeah.
right through a housing estate, right through a green where children play.
There's a cycle path on the road, the main road, Carriganarra Road, which is at the top of our estate. That cycle path runs all the way along. You can go into town. Okay?
Mm.
There is no way for my kids to cross that road safely. There is no path going all the way along our side of the road to get across for my kids to get to school. We don't go to the Gaelscoil. My kids are in Scullone and Scullborough.
Right. Stay there, Richard. Stay there. Julie, Sheila.
Hi, PJ.
Going in front of your house.
Yes, I'm actually out the front now. Yeah, it's just 6 feet. As Julie said, they want to do it in front of our house. Now, we bought these houses first day 29 years ago for the privacy, for the quietness, so that we can rear a family safely. I have 5 sons who played out this front all the time, soccer, the whole lot, and I had no fear. We used to sit in the front and watch them. I had no fear. Now, my grandson is here from Glasgow. They have to moving over, and my daughter-in-law can't believe the privacy we have.
Yeah.
And now they want to take that away. Like, it's frightening. Like, I'm actually shaking.
Yeah.
They're going to take the front of the green in front of us. So I have my front door open here now. And it's beautiful and quiet outside. Beautiful. And now we're going to have all these random people coming through our estate. For what? So I wouldn't go to anybody else's estate and cycle through. I'd have no interest. And they're going to put benches on our estate for people to sit down. Like, who decided this? This lady Rosalind from the council came out to our houses, I say, over a month ago.
Right.
And she knocked at our doors. And she said, oh, we want to do all of this. And we were saying, that's insanity. And I said, what do the other neighbours say? And she said, oh, yes, they were in agreement. We were saying, that's very strange.
Well, I'm not hearing anybody. I haven't heard any of your neighbours. I'm looking at this morning. So where I live, okay,
yes.
I live in an estate and I live at the edge of an estate.
Yes.
So there's traffic in
yes.
and out all the time. You're used to it. But it's a main road. You watch for traffic. But
yeah.
there is a green directly across from me, so I'm in that position. So you're saying to me, a green where children play is now to be bisected. Bisected by a busy cycle lane.
Scooters, bikes. The front of it. So when they come off, like when we're driving down the road, straight away the cycle lane, so the kids will come out of the houses, there's a cycle lane, so they have to pass that to go over to the green. So you're going to have electric bikes, scooters, the whole lot whizzing down. My grandson, he's 3, he can't go out. He'll be killed if he's knocked down by one. You see how fast they go?
I have.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know where they got the idea from. Well, I think because they got the money.
This
and
is
they
a private estate. It's not
there.
A public road. Like
that's what we said. We said this is a private estate. How can you come in? Now we had some councillors out here, and the impression we got from some of them is that they want it. Oh, and it's for obesity, and it's for the exercise of people cycling through. They were saying, what about our children?
Yeah.
And from the Gael Skull scene, because they built the Gael Skull, and there's not enough parking there, so they wanted people to walk from the Gael Skull. That's what it is. Through this estate then.
Yeah.
But it's about 4 children, this estate in the Gael Skull.
You see, I'm going to say something now that'll land me in trouble, and I really don't care. It's getting to the point now where, fine, we all understand that cycling is healthy, and we all understand that we have to move better way. But there's an idea now that you can put a bike up your backside and no one can object to it.
No, and they voted themselves, the councillors, they're putting it in and they'll vote themselves.
Oh, well, that's virtue signalling, that is.
Isn't it? So that's just
no, this is ridiculous. No, I'm completely. I don't even have to see it. I can imagine it. I've got you and I've got Richard and I've got Julie telling me all about it.
Yeah.
Like they're going to. A peaceful estate is going to be divided into by this cycle lane with people going up and down it. And like Richard said, you're still there. Benches. What's going to happen in the evening time? You know, they're not going to do their knitting. They'll have their bags of cans.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
No, PJ, if you can, there. I've just sent an email to reception. Sorry, Julie.
Go ahead, Richard.
I just sent an email there to reception with a photograph of where I'm living, right?
Yes.
And you'll see the photogrammetry where there's a man in it and he's walking. So my house there is in the corner and you can just see exactly where the walkway is. If you can get that email there from reception, you'll see exactly what we're talking about.
No, it does seem quite ridiculous. We have another one.
Oh,
is it
ridiculous.
Stay there. What I'm going to do, guys, I'm just going to let the three of you guys go back into the system for a second. Hold on for me because I don't want to block up the lines too much. Dolores.
Hi, how are you, PJ?
Hi, where are you living?
I'm in Carriganara as well, PJ.
Okay.
I'm actually in the cul-de-sac by Georgina.
Right.
So when I sit out and look out my front window, I'm going to see the zebra crossing and pillars right in front of my sitting room window. Now, the council, or this lady Rosin, said she had visited the people in the estate.
And look, she was just doing a job. We're not personalising.
But she didn't call to every house in the estate. She only called to about 16 houses in the estate. She never came to my house, nor the people in our cul-de-sac. So they hadn't informed everybody at the front door that this was going ahead. It's only word of mouth. It started to come out to people in the estate.
Right.
So, like, we were not all informed from day one. And a lot of people in the estate, because I went around the houses last Friday, and a lot of people in the estate didn't even know about this greenway.
Yeah. No,
the planning permission sign in the green, and then they have one at the entrance to Maglin, which is waste ground that nobody goes through unless you're young people having their drinks and stuff like that. So we were not all informed from day one about this.
I'm going to come back to you all individually there, so stay with me. So I've got 4 of you on, so this could be like trying to coordinate a symphony orchestra if I'm not careful. So here we go. So Richard, let you finish up. Your main concern is what?
Well, my main thanks, PJ. My main concern is privacy, number one, because I'm looking out the window, and it's about, I'm just looking at the picture there now, it's probably about 8 metres across from me, if I was to look, to be honest about it.
Right.
My next thing is the value of the property.
Yeah.
That's going to be a big concern because I can see the value dropping, because if I went into that estate, say, Q4 or Q1 the following year, I went to buy that house, I'd go, no, I don't be looking out at that. My next thing is antisocial behaviour.
Yeah.
That is going to be a big problem because we have antisocial behaviour already in the field in Maglin, but now we're bringing them to the field in Maglin.
I got you.
And
I got you.
The council are doing a great job, okay, in Ballincollig. They're resurfacing the roads, putting in the boxes, and that's great to see. I'm not against development or anything like that. I'm not against the council, but I would say is, please, look at it. Do not come through a private estate, find another route, bring it through, I've no issue with it, but bring it through, but don't bring it through a private estate, please. Yeah. Look at it. Well, like the issue we have, if when they start lighting fires there on the benches, and they're doing that already in the regional park in Ballincollig, remember, our fire station is now gone, so they're coming from Anglesey Street, which is about 16 minutes to get them out there. Our Garda station, the Gardaí are now based in Toker Station, so that means when we have antisocial behaviour, they're damaging cars, they're coming through, they're drunk at 2 or 3 in the morning, the guards are coming in from Toker.
Okay. Richard, I'm going to leave you there and I'll move on to Julie. Again, Julie, just sum up your concerns for me.
Safety is my big concern. And online you'll see on Twitter and stuff, people are talking about not in my backyard, that we're all NIMBYs.
Yes.
It's my front door.
Yeah.
It's my kids' safety. It's the front door. It's not my backyard. People who are commenting, they can't see this area. They're not looking at it.
Well, no, I haven't seen it. I haven't looked at it, but I can imagine. I'm just thinking, you're not all, like, there's an old saying, if 10 people are telling you you're dead, you should consider lying down. The entire estate of residents are open arms about the way this thing is designed. Julie's safety is your big thing. Sheila, yours? Your problem?
Hiya. The privacy, like outside my front door, that there's these people looking into our houses, seeing what's going on. Our insurances will go up, our car insurance will go up, because now it is a public area, where it's a private estate all the time.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Now it won't be anymore.
That's a good point.
Yeah?
Your cars will be parked on a public
insurance.
Street. Yeah.
Yeah, and your house insurance, and then people watching your house, that you don't, you know, you should say to your children, watch out for strangers. Now there's all strangers coming in, they want to come into the estate.
There's,
you know,
any number of issues being raised here. Sheila, thank you for that. And lastly, I'll go back to you, Dolores, if you'd one concern in particular.
Privacy would be my biggest concern, and safety. And we can't get out the gate of our park. There's no car. This is a one-way in and one-way out park for cars. So now you'll have cyclists, walkers, scooters coming in through a one-way in and out system with cars. I mean, it makes no sense whatsoever.
Okay.
None.
Thank you all. Thank you to Dolores and to Sheila and to Julie and to Richard and to Trevor and to Paul and to Georgina. This is a lively issue for the people of Ballincollig. And yes, it is Ballincollig, but it could be anywhere. It could be Douglas tomorrow. It could be Toker the day after. It could be Ballinock the day after that. There's so much change coming. Do you remember only a few months ago we were talking about some brain of Britain decided it would be a good idea to cut down all of John Spillane's cherry trees for a bus lane. Now, I think we may have saved the cherry trees, but this is utterly bonkers. And as I said, Richard and Sheila and Julie and Paul and Georgina and Trevor and Dolores, they're all telling me the same thing. They can't all be wrong. We're living in Carrigan Ara. Refuse trucks have to reverse up both hills, which means they'll be reversing over the crossings. Oh, God, no one's making that point.
Cork's 96 FM.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.